Welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about why the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. And the next video after this will be why the Rams won't win the Super Bowl. Now, understand this. I believe the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. But I wanted to do kind of a little fun thing and, you know, pro and con this whole team, because I think there's a lot of good, and I do think there's some concerns that we will dive into in the next video. Before we get started, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogey, including Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And, of course, our sponsor for today's video, Prize Picks. And Prize Picks, you can sign up today and get $50 when you play at least $5. You don't even have to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right, only one. It's going to get you an automatic win in every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. I've played Prize Picks for years, and there's no better feeling than seeing your lineup turn green and having that payout hit your account. It's simple to play. Choose a player. Take a player projection that you think is good, and you either put more or less, and that's how you play. Download the app today. Use promo code JKBogan to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. All right, folks, you guys can check out the link in the description in the comment section below. Let's get started. So I have 13 reasons why I believe the Rams will win the Super Bowl. Number one, Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's healthy. Matthew Stafford has kept himself in great shape over the years. He's in year four of Sean McVay's offense. He's the best quarterback in the NFC, and he's as clutch as it gets. If there's any quarterback in the National Football League that I could take over Matthew Stafford, if I needed one quarterback to drive me the distance in the Super Bowl, 90 yards to win the game, there's not anybody I'm taking over Matthew Stafford. You may prefer Patrick Mahomes, and he's done stuff like that in the past, but that's the only one that you might prefer. Matthew Stafford is one of the more clutch quarterbacks to ever play the game. And right now, in a league without Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, I would say, is the most clutch quarterback in the NFL, and at the very least, in the NFC. So the first reason, Matthew Stafford. The second reason the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl this year is the run game. That's right. Kyren Williams is a top running back in football. He basically, what he was able to do in 12 games, regular season games last season, was just insane. And I only expect him to be better. He might not have the same stat line. They did add Blake Corum to the room, which I think even bolsters it. But he's going to be very good. They have interchangeable options that can keep the offense the same. And that was a big thing last year. Anytime Kyren Williams went down and you looked at the offense with Bronny Rivers or Zach Evans or Royce Freeman or Daryl Henderson, they didn't run the offense the same way they ran it with Kyren Williams. And that was the whole point of going out and getting Blake Corum. They're also a much more mature run game since Mike LaFleur took over, and they're gap scheme heavy, okay, as opposed to zone heavy in the past. I think the run game fits. Sean McVay has always talked about the marriage between the passing game and, of course, the run game, and I think the run game is going to balance out this offense enough where you keep Stafford out of harm's way, but you also can run the football and open up the play-action attack, which I think the Rams can absolutely kill it with this year. Number three is the receiving game. Cooper Kupp is all the way back. Those were the quotes. All the way back. Well, if he's all the way back, then 2021 might not be out of reach. Probably is, though. Puka Nacua, year two. We saw what Puka Nacua did last year. I think he's going to be even better this year. The stats might not show it, but I think he's going to be better this year. DeMarcus Robinson is building off of a late last season run. He was huge, key, and critical down the stretch. I think that's really good for his confidence. Tutu Atwell's in a contract year, has something to prove. I think obviously that explosive ability, and he wasn't utilized in preseason, so that's a good sign. He's going to have a legitimate role. They wanted to keep him healthy. Jordan Whittington, okay, sixth round pick out of Texas, deeper, higher upside wide receiver room this year. That's the thing. This is a better wide receiver room than last year. Guys may have had more reps. Guys may just be better. They're just overall better players than what they had last year. And they have different variations. So Kupp and Puka are very similar. DeMarcus Robinson is similar, but a little bit different. Tutu Atwell is vastly different than those two guys, those three guys. And then Jordan Whittington offers a little bit extra. Tight ends are as deep as it gets, okay? Once Tyler Higbee comes back from the physically unable to perform list, they're going to be in really good shape. I still think they're in really good shape. Colby Parkinson didn't play a lick of preseason. They are very excited about him and very high on him. He will start out of the gate. Higbee will return down the road, but until that happens, you have year two Davis Allen, who showed some really good things last year, albeit in limited opportunity, and Hunter Long, who's a solid blocking tight end. The point I'm making here, though, the receiving game, whether it's tight ends, wide receivers, it's a really good-looking receiving room. A lot of weapons for Matthew Stafford, a lot of weapons for any quarterback, but when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, it gets even better. So number four here is the offensive line improvement. Big reason why I see the Rams winning the Super Bowl this year is because they have one of the best young offensive line in the league. Okay, potentially the most depth McVay has ever had when you look at this offensive line. And, you know, they've changed the archetype. So in the past, they had more of the quick, nimble foot type of offensive lineman. Now they're going with more of the bigger, mauling type of offensive lineman. And I think that really the strong focus on maulers makes a lot of sense. I think these guys are really going to clean house and help a guy like Kyron Williams or Blake Corum be able to really carve out a role this year in the offense. They have positional versatility, flexibility all over. They're all cross-trained. You know, it looks like the first game of the year, we're going to have Jonah Jackson at center. So, you know, a lot of versatility all across the board, which is a good thing to have. Steve Avila, his development is exciting. He was great in year one. We'll see what he does in year two. And the addition of Jonah Jackson, okay, bringing back Kevin Dotson, obviously. And I'm very high on Rob Havenstein, but the addition of Jonah Jackson very much adds this to, wow, this offensive line's really good territory. So the defensive line depth, I understand they lost Aaron Donald. I know people are going to bring it up until they're blue in the face, but the reality is Kobe Turner is coming off a runner-up performance that last season for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Bobby Brown III is going to have an expanded role, okay? And the addition of Braden Fisk and Tyler Davis gets me very excited. I kind of have a weird feeling Braden Fisk is going to be very, very good, and he's going to end up being better than Kobe Turner. And I know that sounds crazy because Kobe Turner's great, but Braden Fisk feels different. And then that's not even, you know, factoring in Deswan Johnson, who I think is going to be a key piece in this defensive line room. So understand this. I'm well aware they lost Aaron Donald. But number five, a reason why they're going to win the Super Bowl is their depth. The defensive line depth, they added Neville Gallimore. I really like this room. I understand they lost Donald, but this is still a very powerful room. A lot of really talented players in this, and I think it's going to help in the long run. Number six, best looking edge room since the Super Bowl team, okay? And that was, of course, Leonard Floyd, Von Miller, Okoronkwo. So now, best looking edge room since the Super Bowl team. What do I mean by that? Well, you add Jared Verse, okay? Anytime you add a first round talent, that makes things a little bit more sexy, if you will. Byron Young, year two, right? Byron Young had, what, 8-9 sacks last year. I expect him to be back on that grind this year, maybe double digits. Michael Hoyt, instead of having to play and be stuck on an island and being put in bad situations last year, he gets to be the reliable backup. He gets to be kind of the Johnny on the spot. I can come in a pinch and help as an edge. I can also work as an interior defensive lineman. He has experience at both angles. He's going to help. Then you have young workhorse depth. You have Brennan Jackson, who is going to be absolutely a coach's favorite, and Nick Hampton, okay? A lot of athleticism there, playing like their hair's on fire, a lot of just workhorse depth there. Most importantly, though, some might disagree with this. I look at Jared Verse like he's a closer, okay? Like in baseball, you're only as good as your closer. Well, I feel like you need a closer to win in the NFL, at least win at a consistent clip. And that closer, I think, is going to be Jared Verse. Jared Verse is going to be the closer that Von Miller was for the Rams in the Super Bowl, okay? That's what I expect him to be. I am very high on Jared Verse. We'll see what ends up coming of it. Number seven, they have potential studs at linebacker. Okay, this might not be a reason why people are like, yeah, linebacker is the reason why I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But I wanted to list it anyway because I think they have two legitimate starting caliber linebackers that are just hiding. Okay, they're not being utilized. Omar Spates looks like a gem coming out of preseason. So much so they even traded away Ernest Jones. And then Jake Hummel, it might be time to turn him loose. He was the best and the highest graded cover linebacker in all of preseason. He's been so very good in the preseason. Even in limited opportunities in the regular season, he's been good. I think it's an opportunity now to give those guys the run that they deserve. And the potential studs, I do think that's going to help them. Depth that's not being talked about right now. Just because Troy Reader may start or Christian Roseboom may start the season doesn't mean you've heard the last of Omar Spates and Jake Hummel. Number eight, the physicality in the cornerback room. I may have my issues. I may talk about the cornerback room. Okay, you know, there's definitely a concern when it comes to injury risk and so forth. But if we're being honest here, Darius Williams returned. He's got familiarity with Shula and just the whole company, right? Darius Williams obviously was on the Super Bowl team. Tre'Davious White is stellar when he's healthy, okay? And he's healthy right now. Kobe Durant had a great camp, so much so Sean McVay keeps talking him up about it. He could pick up where he left off his rookie year. And then you have some diamonds in the rough, potentially, in their UDFAs, Wallace and Woods. And I'll tell you right now, this is a very good roster, very good. And they're not just keeping UDFAs on this team for the sake of doing so. These guys had to earn it. And clearly, they stood out in a big way for this team. So keep an eye on that cornerback room. That comes in at number eight as the reason. And these aren't actually, like, you know, rated from greatest to least. But, it, you know, you get the idea. Number nine, they have the deepest, most talented safety room in Sean McVay's tenure. I mean, no disrespect to guys that came before Mo Alexander. I mean, no disrespect to Eric Weddle. I mean, no disrespect to Taylor Rapp or any of those guys. But when you have Cameron Curl and Quentin Lake and Cameron Kitchens and Russ Yeast and Jalen McAuliffe and John Johnson, I hate to break it to you, but that is by far the most talent and the deepest safety room that we have seen under a Sean McVay coach Rams team. And I'll take it a step further. That might be the deepest safety room the Rams have ever had. To have that many guys, normally you don't keep six safeties. There's a reason why they did. How do you cut those guys? So Cameron Curl, the signing was absolutely massive. Could be an absolute star. I expect him to be a star, truthfully. I don't know how, to this day, the Rams signed him for what they signed him for. I thought he was gone. I thought he was going to re-sign with the Commanders or he was going to get paid massively. He did not. He came to the Rams and it was a very affordable deal. So I don't know how it happened, but I'm glad it did. Quentin Lake, his versatility. He's now a captain. He's expected to take the next jump. He's like the next potential star player waiting in the wings. I've mentioned him, kind of likened him to the safety in Baltimore out of Notre Dame, whose name is totally escaping me. That is kind of how I see, you know, that whole thing going. Kyle Hamilton. But, you know, obviously I'm not saying a sixth round pick is Kyle Hamilton 2.0. I just think he'll have that similar role, can play that backer in the box, be that star, but also, You know, he's got some range. It could be, he could be a problem deep in the secondary. Cameron Kitchens, you added him in the draft, ball hawk ability. I think he only played one preseason game, and they're like, okay, we've seen enough. We like this guy. We don't want him getting hurt. John Johnson's return was a little surprising, but I love the familiarity factor there, and he's a good player, can obviously help in the box, but also he has some ball hawking ability too. Russ Yeast started some games last year, adds tons of depth because he can not only play safety, both safety spots, he can also play nickel. So he has cornerback experience as well. Jalen McCullough is a potential gem. I think the Rams, by having all these different players, have a bunch of different ways that they can go about things. I have no idea what Chris Shula's defense is going to look like because we just don't know. We haven't seen it yet, truthfully. But he's got a bunch of different guys that can do different things that will give him different looks. So it keeps the defense honest. It keeps them essentially kind of a mixed bag, never just giving away anything. And you can do a bunch of different things in that secondary and have some fun with it and be creative. And so that's a great thing. Number 10, the specialists are rock solid. The Rams have their kicker, in my opinion, in Josh Cardy, a guy that has a leg. He's clutch. And of course, he was consistent in college. I'm very high on Josh Cardy. Not concerned at all. I thought his preseason was fine. And I think it's going to be fun to actually have a kicker again. Ethan Evans, year two, okay? He's becoming a very quality punter, one of the best in the league, probably top 10 by the end of the year, I would say. Probably top five, maybe. Alex Ward has been a great long snapper, consistent. Tutu Atwell's explosiveness with the new rules on the kickoff return, chef's kiss there. And Kyren Williams, let's be understanding here. I hate that Kyren Williams is punt returning from the standpoint of Kyren Williams potentially getting hurt. But I love it in a sense that you're taking a lethal dude with the football in his hands and you're telling him to go out there and be a weapon in the punt return game. I think that could actually work out. I just hope he stays healthy. Number 11, the Rams schedule is fair. We could get into how the Rams schedule in the past has been this, that, and the other thing. But the reality is, as long as the Rams don't get off to too bad of a start early on, and that's just being like, I mean, bad. We're talking horrible. They're going to be fine. Their schedule isn't brutal. They have some moments in the schedule where, you know, okay, you'd like to see it a little bit better. Later on in the year, you have the Bills, the 49ers, the Jets. That could be problematic, that three-game stretch. And you also have a stretch with, like, you know, the Saints and the Eagles, and we don't know what the Saints are going to be either. And that's also part of the Bills, 49ers, and Jets. But make no mistake about it, the stretch that is the most important for the Rams is the first five games. If the Rams go into the bye at anything lower than 2-3, they are in trouble. Okay, even 2-3, they would be fine. I'm not saying I would be advocating for it, but I think in my opinion, this schedule is very favorable. And maybe I'm just being optimistic, but I expect the Rams to win at least three games out of those first five games. They play the Lions, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Bears, and the Packers. I mean, if we're just being honest with ourselves, okay, and we're just going based on last year, just last year alone, the Rams will probably beat the Cardinals and the Bears, guaranteed. The rest, they could be tough. 2-3 going into the bye, you come out with the Raiders, Vikings, Seahawks, and Dolphins, you could easily win the next four games. But that's just a worst case scenario. I think the Rams win the majority of those games. I think they can go head to head with the Bears, obviously. I think they can beat the 49ers. I think they can beat the Lions. And I think they can beat the Cardinals. The Packers game is going to be tough as well, but I think they're capable of winning all of those games. I think that's fair to say. So number 12, because 11 was Rams schedule is fair. Number 12, the NFC isn't as strong as years past. Gone are the days with the Drew Brees and the Saints. You got Tom Brady with the Bucks. You know, those are gone. Okay. That is the reality of it. When you look around the league right now, who do you think is a legitimate threat to the Rams going back to the Super Bowl this year? In the NFC, the 49ers. That's got to be it. I mean, the Seahawks maybe, but I feel like that we're pushing at that point. So the 49ers, anybody in the NFC East, maybe the Eagles, right? Maybe the Cowboys, but I feel like we're pushing there. So 49ers and Eagles so far. And then in the South, the Bucks, I don't think so. The Saints, no. The Falcons, the Panthers, no. It doesn't mean that those teams can't be good. Doesn't mean that they can't win, but we're talking about teams that could be in the way of getting to the Super Bowl, losing to one of these teams in the NFC title game for whatever reason. The Eagles, that's a fair argument. The 49ers, fair. Okay? The Lions, fair. Packers, fair. Bears, no. Vikings, we don't even know who's going to be their quarterback. We do. It's Sam Darnold. But no, right? So the point I'm making here is when you really look at it, the only concern the Rams should have is with the Lions, who they play week one, the 49ers, who they play week three, the Packers, who they play week five. Do you see Eagles? The top NFC teams, they play them. So they can win all of these tiebreakers and take care of business. That is the favorability of this schedule. The Rams can actually take care of business and win all of these tiebreakers. That's why the first game of the year sounds crazy, but that is so important. And last but not least, the reason why the Rams will win the Super Bowl is because they have Sean McVay as their head coach. If you haven't been paying attention, he's fifth most in wins since 2017. And that's saying a lot because in 2022, he won five games. Five. They had a bevy of injuries, and he's still fifth most. And if you just gave him the average wins he's had in a season, he'd be second most, only behind the Chiefs. He's got championship pedigree. He's a two-time Super Bowl appearing head coach, and he won the Super Bowl the last time he was there. He learned from his mistakes. This is a guy that's learned a ton. I don't think we talk about it enough. Sean McVay has made a lot of mistakes. Just because he started off as the golden boy, just because he started off with 11-5 and then 13-3 and then the Super Bowl in his year two, doesn't mean that he didn't fall flat on his face. He missed the Super Bowl. He missed the playoffs the next year. Then he went back to the playoffs, won a playoff game, and then lost to the Packers. And then after that, realized, you know what? We don't have the quarterback I need to win a Super Bowl on this roster currently. So he, Les Snead, and Brass traded for Matthew Stafford. Now, to make that claim, to be bold like that, you damn well better know what you're doing. You better win. You're going to get a lot of flack if Goff goes to the Lions, ends up being great, and you get Stafford and you don't win anything. Sean McVay knew what he was doing. They won the Super Bowl right after that. And it took a bevy of injuries, including Matthew Stafford getting hurt, including their entire offensive line getting hurt, having 16 different offensive line combinations, not really having much of a run game, very, you know, back and forth there. And it took all of that for them to finish 5-12. Finally, for the first time in Sean McVay's career, he had a below 500 record. What do you do? Well, the next year, with Matthew Stafford, who people said should retire because of his back injury, which was sustained the previous year, that same team got down early on. They were in a rut. I believe they were 3-6. And they got out of it. Not only that, they were the hottest team at the end of last season. They won 7 of the last 8. The only game that they lost was to the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore in the freezing cold, pouring rain in overtime on a punt return. So yes, Sean McVay is their head coach. They have improved this roster immensely, in my opinion. They've added guys that I never expected to be Rams. I did not expect Cameron Curl to be a Ram. I didn't expect him to go the route with Jared Verse. Didn't expect Braden Fisk. I didn't really expect most of these guys that they went out and got this offseason to be Rams. They have changed their archetype. They have changed what they look for. This is part of the maturation process of Sean McVay, Les Snead, and this organization. That's why they're one of the most respected organizations among their peers, but for whatever reason, fans out there and even, you know, media analysts and all that out there don't respect the Rams like the peers of theirs do. Well, that's going to change because this year they're winning the Super Bowl, and these are the reasons why. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know in the comments section below what you guys think. Do you disagree with any of these reasons? Do you disagree that they're going to win the Super Bowl? Let me know, but keep this in mind. This is my actual feeling. I really think this is their year. I think they could have won last year, very similar to how I felt the year prior. I said 2020, best defense. They could win this season. They could win with John Wolford and a nine-fingered Jared Goff. But I didn't feel like they were going to. The next year they get Stafford, I felt like they were going to. 2022, I honestly, to be fair, I felt like they were about to go on a run. And unfortunately, they had the injuries. 2023, I felt like they were going to be a team that was much better than everyone said. We're going to go to the playoffs. I had them losing the Lions before the season started. Of course, in the divisional round, so they didn't quite get as far as I had. But before the season started, that's where I said that they would finish. Now, this year, I'm saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They thwart their attempt at a three-peat, and I think the Rams get back on the high side. So that is my thought. I just want to make that clear because the next one that we do in this mini-series is going to be why the Rams will not win the Super Bowl. And this is the entire point of this, is to point out the flaws, the concerns. This is not meant for me to say the Rams are not going to win the Super Bowl. This is meant for me, basically, this is why the Rams might not win the Super Bowl. Maybe I should just title it that. So drop anything in the comment section that you want to talk about, that you want to throw out there, anything. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment, and check out today's sponsor, Prize Picks. Link is in the description and the comment section below. I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.